Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge, where we smoke a lot of weed, we talk a lot of smoke. I'm your boy Los, the host with the most smoke, and today it's a Monday night smoke session. We're in the building with Luis and Joey.
Yo, yo, yo.
What it do, man?
Man, crazy Monday.
Crazy Monday, man. Fucking, what up with you? Yeah? Good? Chilling? Hey. Yeah. So, did you guys have a chance to see the fucking music awards last night?
Oh, man. No, but a lot of clips, a lot of conspiracy theories. This is right up Luis's, he loves this road. I believe in conspiracy theories. I believe in all kinds of shit. And this aliens, if I can see it, I believe it. But this one right here, symbols, Los, you know, pointed out a lot of symbols, a lot of blasphemy. I mean,
a lot of rituals. There was a lot of satanic symbolism. The whole vibe of the MTV or not MTV Music Awards. That's great.
Grammys,
right? Grammys. No, it's the musical. It was a Grammys, right?
Yeah, Grammys.
And bro, like there, it was bad, bro. It was like dark. Like they had like the whole vibe was just like hellish. You know what I'm saying? Like they was all demons. It was crazy. And then like the performance by Jay-Z and DJ Khaled, right? Fucking bro, if you guys seen it, he performed the Last Supper. You know what I'm saying? Where he was sitting in the middle with Jesus and he had his disciples. You know what I'm saying? And then he kept saying God did. Bro, even in the middle of the fucking, he said Jesus turned water to wine. He said, oh, just needed a stove. I was like, damn, this fool. That shit's wild, bro.
You pointed out too that Jehovah is Jesus' name,
right? And, right.
You know what I mean? So it's, if you believe in that, there it is, right there. I mean, if you don't believe about Illuminati,
if you believe in it, there it is.
Hey, I'm pretty sure somebody's probably got DM'd about getting recruited. Freemasons, it's all real,
bro. Joey just got a fuck. He just got accepted to be a Freemason.
No. Some Illuminati member. Somebody wanted to follow, and I checked it out, and I followed. It was a paramedic, and she said, "Hey," I said, "Hello." I thought she goes, "Do you believe in the Illuminati?" And she gave me a whole paragraph of what the benefits were. And I was like, you know what? I'm not into that, but you know, I'm a co-host to the official Smokers Lounge podcast. If you check that out, and I don't know, if you ever been recruited, let us know in the comments. If anybody's trying to say, hey, come join the Freemasons, come join the Illuminati, come join, you know what I mean? If that happened, hey, drop us and let us know what you did. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah! Shout out to everybody in the comments. I see you, David, and Daniel.
Yo.
Yes, sir. I see you guys fucking blaze it up. Light it. Don't hide it.
Break bread like who said? Jesus. Jesus, that's crazy.
They didn't even have a J. You know?
Jesus.
Oh, that's crazy. Hey, no, but yeah. If you have time, go back and watch some of that music awards.
Yeah.
That shit is fucking crazy, bro. Crazy. Insane.
Yeah. And then real quick, if you don't mind, Los, we here at the Smokers Lounge want to give our prayers out to the earthquake victims that happened in Turkey and Syria. You know, the earthquakes are real.
Those are real. That's not a conspiracy.
Hey, yeah. you know, it's crazy because they had a 7.8, I think it was.
That's huge.
It's huge.
Seven is big.
Yeah. So from the Smokers Lounge, prayers to people, go out to the people out there. It just shows that we have a big one, Los. I mean,
supposed to.
What will the damage be?
Out here in California, California would fucking probably break off or sink into the fucking ocean, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? More than likely break off, you know.
Sink into the ocean.
So, it's the price you pay out here. You want to live
the Golden State?
The Golden State. If you want to pay lots of taxes and, you know.
So
and pay expensive on a lot of everything. Just come to California. It's cool.
I know for sure you wouldn't move to Texas, but where would you go if you had to get out of here, Los?
I ain't going nowhere, bro. I'm holding my shit down.
Huh.
I'm holding mine down.
Get a boat.
Bro.
Just in case it floods.
Those ain't going anywhere.
Summer home. If you could get a summer home, where would it be?
Okay, now that's different. A summer home?
Yeah.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. I mean, where? Yeah.
Columbia?
Ooh.
So, yeah, somewhere that's not right here. The Philippines, maybe?
Ooh.
You know?
My uncle loves Thailand.
I heard Thailand's pretty nice.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. All these places is dope. The food, man. Gotta go check out the fucking food. Before we get any further, man, let's give a round of applause to our sponsors one time. Give them a big shout out. Hit them with the horn, Joey. Hell yeah. We have Freeway Insurance. Reasonable, affordable insurance located on Pacific Avenue, Suite B9. That's 7610 Pacific Avenue. Ask for Ralph. Tell him Smokers Lounge sent you to get that extended warranty and discount. Kid Combs, NorCal rep for Raw. And also, you can find him on Spotify. He's got music out. Hotbox. And a couple other jams out there, bro.
All slappers.
All slappers. Just got back from doing tour. Super Cuz, make sure you're checking him out. The 1,000 milligram of moonshine drink. He has every flavor. He has coffees. He has energy drinks. The dude got it all. Make sure you're following Super Cuz on Instagram if you're trying to get those 1,000 milligram drinks. Bruno Rose, the fucking infused pre-roll champion and joint champion of California. Those make sure you're checking out Bruno Rose. We smoked some of his shit today. Right, we just had him on last week.
And yeah, I missed it. And you know what? That one we just smoked before this. Man.
Fucking fire. AmeriClean Carpet Cleaners, 30% discount if you call and say Smokers Lounge Podcast. Make sure you get your carpet cleaned every 6 months. Chivo Boys, they are over at the Valley Cure 209 right now. That's where they at. You got to follow Valley Cure 209 to see where Chivo Boys is going to be at. And that's where Space Rocks is at. Space Rocks, Chivo Boys, Supercuz, they all in the same location. Make sure you're checking them out. Follow Valley Cure to see where they're going to be at. And Cali Gars now. They are the Team No Spit, the glue sticks, the color cones, the hemp cones. They got the can of Gars that we be blowing on, bro. They have everything.
Glass tips,
you know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Give them, hit them with the horn one time. Yes, sir. We appreciate you. Yeah, Monique wasn't able to make it in today, but she's out there doing her thing.
Making money. That's so, you know, couldn't come Friday, man, because I had to, you know what I mean? It happens.
Yep. So, yeah, you get a chance, go check out the motherfucking music awards, because that shit is fucking crazy. Insane.
Crazy.
And Luis, he likes to make everything a conspiracy, right? So he was like, do you think the earthquake, you think that might have something to do with the music awards?
Never know.
You think maybe that they did a ritual and set off a fucking earthquake? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it could have had a ripple effect. Mm. You never know.
It could be the weather too, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said, "Nah."
It is
hard to believe it's the weather.
Yeah.
Kind
of hard.
That shit's crazy.
More internal.
So what you doing over there, Joey? What you got going on?
Oh, man, we're going to get some, we are putting together on this nice blunt here from Space Rocks.
Yes, shout out to Space Rocks.
And we're going to do with a glass tip from Caligar. And yes, we have these new wraps we're trying out.
Right.
From Zigzag. No, we're going to do that one too.
Oh, you got to leave.
Yeah,
Bruno Rose in the comments.
Oh, watch out, Bruno, I'm coming.
He said Bali. That's all he can say.
Oh, man.
So Bruno's on his way to the Super Bowl to go roll some weed at the Super Bowl, man. He's making world history, you know. So it's a pleasure to have him in here when we get him in here. Give him a round of applause one time, Bruno Rose. Hit him with the horn. There you go. All right. What's up, Luis?
Bro.
You've been not missing in action because people don't see, but you're always in the lounge, right?
Tech guy. He's our tech guy.
He's always fucking behind the cameras or something.
In the back. He's our research tech. He's like the nerve center.
Right. So, you have anything on the plate?
Oh, man.
You have anything you want?
So let's get one out of the way, because Los has been dying to talk about this one. The balloon that was shot over, we shot down China's balloon. Los has his itch, and he was like, it's going to happen. Watch. He called it.
Right.
Los, what do you think?
I don't know. Okay. First of all,
do you believe it was a civilian balloon?
No, it was no civilian. Is that what you're saying? It was.
Yes, it was China saying that it was. I think a civilian balloon that for their it was a private.
I don't see a balloon floating all the way from China, right? On accident, it was directed this way, and you know what I'm saying. And if it was, that shit would have been shot down a long time ago, bro. You're telling me that it came from China and not one airplane seen it? It didn't get called
so
in?
So, I guess they found it were in the Dakotas first, way in the Midwest first. They didn't want to shoot it down because they didn't want the debris to hit down on and it might injure civilians or a pop.
But Dakota? Airplane.
So, they waited.
Bro, you know where Dakota's at, right?
The border of Canada? Yeah. So they waited until it got to the Carolinas, to the Gulf, to shoot it down.
Oh, damn.
So it crossed. The whole half, they crossed from Dakota all the way down.
So that just goes to show you, bro, that fucking, like, it, yeah.
They know what's up.
They didn't detect it before it got there? Like, that don't make no sense, bro. That don't make no sense.
And how they know China, did it have a China flag on it? Did it have a China flag on it?
Right. Well, I'm sure fucking it had some kind of writings or some shit. Right?
Chinese letters.
So this is gonna blow your mind. This has been happening as far back as the Obama administration.
What the weather balloons?
Letting balloons.
Yeah, yeah.
Crossing over our states from other.
Oh, they've
China.
Been letting it happen.
So it just goes to show what
you don't think that's dangerous.
What else is going on? We don't know.
Can we send a balloon that way?
If we're a private company, I guess. So I guess if we say we're doing it for Smoker's Lounge, we're just right. see how far this balloon goes. Yeah. but it's above. These balloons are just about above the atmosphere.
Right.
These are high balloons. So you gotta understand is when they shot it down, now they're saying it's kind of like the beginning of a new Cold War. You believe so, Los?
Yeah, man. I
hope not.
You shot down their aircraft.
No, well, nobody was on it, so it's not an aircraft.
It don't matter. It's still an aircraft. It's just
an expensive
aircraft.
Drone.
You know, it's an unmanned aircraft, bro. And I think it should have been shot down a long time ago before it even got here. Who knows what that thing's carrying, bro? What if you shot it down and it had all this dust in it that just, like, infected everybody? Like, bro, like, and that's too risky to be allowing people, other countries, to fly their shit across our shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. We got to be careful. We got booted last week for talking bum fights, I think. So, we're going to have to be careful, bro.
But, yeah.
That's what's going on right now, so.
Did China claim that it was there already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Shout out to everybody in the comments. We appreciate you. Shout out to everybody tapping in, watching the number one live podcast in California, right?
209.
Number one live. We live every Monday and Friday. Make sure you're tapping in with us. Smoke with us. Fuck with us. We'll fuck with you back.
Well, it's about that time for Lover's Day. I mean, you better get your shit ready. We're going to your special one, that gift.
Right, right.
Are you done? Are you done?
So let's talk about it.
No.
What is it? That good ideas, bad ideas for Valentine's Day.
All the men here today. We can't get laughed at.
I was told
Monique.
I better not bring home a fucking vacuum cleaner or something like that.
Don't
right?
bring
so
home.
Vacuum cleaners and home appliances.
No pets.
Is a no-go.
Hey,
don't get pigs.
I did that shit before.
Just any kind of pets.
Yeah, don't get anything that you're going to have to fucking take care of forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, just get some chocolates. You know what I'm saying? Get some chocolate.
Get her favorite candy in a bunch, like her favorite Twix, her favorite Reese's, her favorite chocolate truffle, whatever.
Are you gonna jump out of a cake naked?
I wanted to.
would you though?
Yeah, no. I mean, maybe
at least
the white tighty whitey. That's cheap. That's an expensive because I can just borrow my son's underwear, dude. I get a cape, you know. I'll go old school with that. I'll put a towel on or something, dude.
Did an old Superman?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Captain Underpants.
Yeah. Other than that, just gotta get what she loves. Just if you know your partner.
Good ideas, I think. Lotions,
Bath and Body.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, do some candles. Bath and Body Work type shit, right?
Bath bomb.
Right.
Sea moss.
Sea moss. Hey, you know those edible arrangements is always good. You know what I'm saying? Or your
strawberry.
Yeah. Or your local. Dip. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you got somebody on Instagram,
that
local fucking business, support them. You know what I'm saying? Before you go to
you know, it's like boba. Yeah, there's a lot of new tea spa. There's right. Lollicup. There's Kung Fu Panda. Kung Fu Tea. I'm sorry, Kung Fu Tea. there's all kinds of things you could do. Don't go on Valentine's
Day. I don't know about getting boba. Is that Joey? I don't know.
Gift card then, so they can throw
gift
own
card.
Shit.
He said a gift card. Give her a gift card, so they could go buy their own vacuum. Right?
Yeah.
Shit.
Their own vacuum and Instapot.
Oh shit. plan a dinner a week before or a week after Valentine's because the lines are gonna be ridiculous. I do it every year, trust me. You go on that day, you're gonna spend an hour and a half. Might as well go at 4 so you get it by 6. I mean, other than that, just make sure whatever you get, your partner likes. Cause 1 year I fucked up. She mentioned she liked that Almond Roca, and so I bought a real big Almond Roca. She goes, "Well, I just liked it. I didn't like it." Right. She's, so you know what I mean? Just make sure you don't mess up, dude.
Just stop. Don't get everything.
Yeah.
They don't even know what the fuck they like sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That could have just been for that fucking moment. You know what I mean?
That's why you got to make sure she whatever she gets all the time. You get it for a bunch.
That shit's crazy. You can easily fuck up Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Yep. They can pass you up. You can easily not do something. Don't do that. Get a card, something, balloon, something, right? You got to do something. Make
right.
Yeah.
Something.
Do you still make the card?
I was actually getting it from this website that make like special cards.
Right.
And I have
from your favorite bison, huh?
Yeah. I have ordered some shit like right before Valentine's Day. I had everything ready for it, and then I never got to give it to them.
Damn it.
I mean, I guess the worst disappointment is getting something and then they're like, they give you that look. You know what I mean? Right. Like, oh man, fuck.
Right.
You know that look like they give you that double take look and they're like, and like, you know you fucked up then.
Right.
Well, not fucked up, but why this gift look?
Yeah. I have not yet heard one good idea in here for Valentine's Day, guys. I'm telling you guys have not. You guys are trying to get
dudes and don'ts, you know?
Hell yeah, dude. You can bring home no boba.
Hey, even a whole cheesecake. And some flowers, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
Definitely flowers. A teddy bear.
Yep. But
I'd get some flowers from Valleycare 209.
Yeah.
Make sure, hell yeah. Yeah, make sure you're tapping in and checking out all the vendors over there to get your flowers.
Their favorite flowers. Yeah.
Their favorite edible.
Right.
Get going. Right, get a bunch of edibles, put them in a heart shaped box. Like, you know, buy the stuff that comes in the chocolate box, dump that out, put all the gummies in there.
Right. All the edibles and shit.
Yeah.
Joints, Bruno Rolls.
So, who? Luis gets fucking pretty high on edibles.
I love them.
Yeah? Joey, nothing happens.
You know what? Super Cuz, the Seawalk drink, does a trick.
What?
I will drink half that bottle, and man, I can feel it about 15 minutes, 20 minutes later. I can feel it, actually. I didn't know what it really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, his shit's good for sure.
Well, that's funny that you fucking say that because I happen to have some Mary Jane Seawalk right here. Go ahead and shoot that to him. Shout out to Mary Jane Moonshine for always supplying us with the best drinks. These are 1,000 milligrams. You can get these. From, he ships them. Fucking holla at your boy. Mary Jane Moonshine on Instagram or Super Guzz. Either way, you're going to find them. Crack that open, man.
Let's, oh, man.
Let me cheers to you, Joe. You want one of these?
Nah, he gets two gummies.
Ah, cheers, bro.
I don't know what it is, but he...
That peanut brittle smack.
Oh, the peanut brittle.
See, get your Seawalk on.
So this is the one for you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
They're good, bro. The flavors are good. They're nice and cold right now.
I'm going to get the coffee, too.
Oh, yeah. He got the coffee. He got the...
He told me the flavors.
Bro, he got the hot chocolate. Yeah. Louis like the hot chocolate.
Dude, he has vanilla, hazelnut, mocha, cookies and cream, and some other... I think just a mocha of that infused. And you know what? I can't wait to get the jars Wednesday, man. Super Cuz, you better bring some Wednesday.
Hell, yeah. Shit. So what it do, man? You got anything in the stories, Joey?
Oh, yeah. Let's check it out.
While Joey's getting into that, shout out to Chivo Boys, man. They fucking, they're always taking care of, us here in the lounge. This shit right here, bro, fucking, this shit right here is the one. Yeah, this shit stinks, dude. And it's sticky. Yeah. That's the good shit. We're going to smoke some of that. We're smoking on the color combs right now from Caligars. So this pack of color combs comes with, let me get a pack of those. Wow. 6 different colors. Red, black, yellow, blue, green, and purple. And these are perfect for parties, dude. Oh, look, we killed all those.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luis, you be taking these out?
Mm-hmm. Party, for sure.
Because you be, loved them. You be having hella parties at your house. No lie.
No, this not fool, my house.
Bro.
I wish.
Well, not your house, but everybody's house.
Yeah.
Huh. You know, all the time. They got they're birthday party parties.
Girls love those damn the colored ones, and especially when you have with the weed leaf on them. That was badass, too.
Hell yeah.
What so, you got, Joey? Man. Wouldn't that be cool if you go for a job interview and you're set up and they mistakenly you present you as a tech expert and get the job?
What do you mean?
Like, so you show up for a job interview. And ends up mistakenly he was presented as a tech and on live TV.
He went to a job interview at a TV station.
Yeah. And
they confuse him for a tech expert.
And on live TV.
Oh, damn.
Live TV.
And well, did he fucking do it?
I guess he
did. I forgot what he said. You could tell he was like he wanted to say something, but he did
it. He said, fuck it, huh?
And he just answered the question.
Yeah.
And he got it right?
Yeah. I don't know.
He was like technical support, but he didn't know that he was going to be on TV. They confused him for someone else.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd have been mad. I would have been mad if I was someone else.
Why is it?
I would have been mad if I was someone else, bro. Like, this motherfucker just went in there and took my job, bro. Like, that ain't cool.
Maybe he was running late, and it was like...
He should have been running late. You got to be there early, bro. You got to be
slacking on your Mackin.
Yeah. This motherfucker went in there and took his job from him, and he didn't even go there for it.
He didn't even try to do it.
He didn't even go there for that job, and he got it took.
It was a job interview.
Right.
He was there for a job interview.
But not that one.
No, not that one. I'm trying to
Can you imagine going to a job interview to go fucking like janitorial work? Yeah, I'm just to go take out trash and clean the restrooms, right? And they're like, hey, you're the tech guy? Yeah. Uh-huh. You hear an interview for the tech? Uh-huh. Yeah.
End up on TV.
That's a step up, right? That's bro, obviously, techs get paid. Especially on TV techs, bro. That's tight. What's tight, though, is the dude knew enough knowledge to where he was able to fucking actually get the job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
because
you can only fake it till you make it for so long before motherfuckers know that you're faking it. So you gotta fucking, you better figure out the system real quick. Crazy. She got Joey.
Oh, man, I was trying to see because for some reason I'm having trouble, but let's see if we can do it again.
Luis always got some. Shout out to everybody, man, on this Monday. We live in the motherfucking Smokers Lounge podcast. The number one live podcast. We live every Monday and Friday at 8 o'clock. Make sure you're fucking with us, checking us out.
Okay, let me see if I can get on this one. Oh, okay. So, this guy cuts a hole in his wall, and you when you cut your hole in your wall to find something, I mean, you try to find a wire, a live wire, or whatever, but some guy was cutting a hole, and he had, I guess, over 20 years of dead grasshoppers? Oh, what were the birds?
I think somebody was stashing acorns for hella long.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's been stories where people were old Victorian houses where they're doing repairs and coins come out. They find old pictures, old whatever. This guy ends up finding all kinds of shit, dude. I guess damage from woodpeckers.
Well, I mean, it's going to happen, man, when you buy a house, especially an old house or something. A lot of times, man, fucking these old, there's a lot of shit people hide in walls, man. You know what I'm saying? Stacks of money.
People find money in walls.
Right. Stacks of money, bro. Like, you know, people don't trust, a lot of old people, they don't trust safes, banks and shit, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. And having a safe in the house is too obvious. So, they'll stash them in walls and mattresses and places that's really, really hard to find. And when they just die, people don't know that there's money hidden there, bro. You know what I'm saying? And
throw it away.
What would you do?
There was a couch that somebody found $200,000 in, bro. They bought it at a yard sale.
I remember that.
Because fucking, I think
it was a state sale.
Yeah, state sale. Yeah. Somebody died, and the kids came and started selling everything, and sold the couch, bro, for like $25, $200,000 in there.
You know. Now, do you give that? Hey, do they give that back?
Search everything. You know.
Well, let's go buy some more stuff.
What happened, Joey?
What would you do if you found something like that?
I think they did.
I mean, just anywhere. Say you go to a park.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what.
Bunch of money. Would you?
I'm gonna tell you what I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna go try to find the motherfucker and
turn
it back so they can just give me fucking $20. And that's not. You shouldn't have lost it. You shouldn't have lost it. This should teach you a lesson right here. Look, if you lose $300,000, right, and I bring it back to you, I'm not teaching you a fucking lesson.
No, the thing was,
you know what I'm saying?
They didn't even know it was in there.
Right, right. But
so why even go back and tell them like this?
Yeah, but with anything, there's a lot of stories where people lose money, they take it back, and the people like don't give them the money, don't give them something, or they'll give them like $100 out of $30,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, first of all, you don't even deserve to have that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you leave it somewhere and somebody finds it, that's on you.
Yeah.
You need to be taught a lesson, and I don't think it needs to be returned to you.
Black, no trade back.
Right. Bro, I think that was the universe's way of saying, you know what, this person needs it more than you need it.
Because I lost a lot of money before. You know what I'm saying? I lost it, so I always
say. You can't argue with the universe.
I always say, whoever finds it, I hope they needed it, so.
What'd you lose?
At one time?
Yeah.
About $450. It had dropped out of the car when I opened the door. So I knew where I dropped it, went back. The car pulled up and left. I hope they needed it. I always said that. Never wish anybody bad. So it happened for a reason. To the gods.
Slurricane dabbing on the side. Hey, how much? Now, this is what I'm sure everybody in the comments can relate to. Everybody that watches this live podcast can relate to. At some point in time, we all lost some weed. You know what I'm saying? But what time is the one that hurt you? Like, how much did you really lose? I lost like a half a pound.
No, you lost more than that just recently. You when you had a move?
Oh, yeah, I lost a lot. Yeah,
that was a lot.
Yeah, I lost a lot.
That hurt. That hurt me.
He said that one hurt me. But, like, even though just losing some weed, and, like, you can't find it. Like, you have it in a baggie, you can't find it.
Oh, yes, my friend.
I've lost a half a pound at one time, bro, and I've never found it. And nobody stole it. Like, no, I
lost an ounce.
We went fishing, And I took half a pound with me, fool, and fucking, I think, you know.
Bobby dropped it.
We got a little perved and shit. By the time we left and shit, I think I was like, oh, shit, did we leave the fucking half a pound of weed?
I lost a half ounce, probably ounce in Frisco when we used to go frying balls. Yeah. Like, I was like, I know we didn't smoke a whole ounce in them one night. I mean, so, yeah.
But it's possible. Very, very possible, dude.
On acid, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember just seeing roaches and, but not that many where it's an ounce. You know what I mean? I mean, you would figure you see a hash tray full of, no, there was like 3 or 4 roaches.
Shout out to June Dagoon. He's in the comments. The joint champion of the world. Of the motherfucking world. Give him a, hit him with the horn. Pew, 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 pew. Yee, shout out to June Dagoon. Hey, dope shit. So, who wants to do the dab challenge?
Oh, man, not again.
Luis, Joey, which one of you guys are?
We'll take dabs, I guess.
I'll try it, but.
So, this is fucking funny. So this man suing this woman for $2.2 million because she rejected him. So he's suing her because it made him damaged goods.
Emotional damaged?
Oh. Just damaged goods.
He ain't never gonna be able to milk another girl in his life.
So just because she swiped,
much money
was
you
it right or
me?
Left for on those apps? I don't know where we swipe. Swipe for
right.
He got swiped, and I guess he got mad. So he's suing the chick that it was an ad he answered, and she rejected him. But he said it was going to tarnish his reputation of getting another date.
Yeah.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's in $2.2 million.
Hey, and look, I guarantee he's going to win. Were they? Hold on. Were they from California? Because California's laws are fucking like that.
Singapore.
Oh yeah, that's not even close. Oh, he might win.
He
might win. Singapore out there. That's where's that? That's
it's called the rejection cause.
Oh, so it's a real thing.
I guess. So if you go to Singapore, I guess maybe in Thailand, all this kind of their laws are they had way different shit than us,
right?
So, but to beat 2 point, women out there. I thought those countries were poor. They must be rich people because I thought those people.
I take that,
you know what I mean? $2.2 million. That's a lot of money for a Singapore man,
right?
That's what I'm just tripping off of. Is he rich? Is
well,
he?
He's gonna be. He's fixing to be rich. Shit.
Well, I mean.
$2.2 million ain't a lot of money, though.
So the one that here is single is Luis. So, Luis, are you gonna sue some lady because she rejected your ad? I mean, on like, I say,
well, I mean, if she's suable,
normally I wouldn't, but I didn't know we can do that.
He's like, so I'll start thinking about it.
I totally would. I'm not even gonna lie. If we can do that, I would.
He said, I want in.
Hey,
count me in, huh?
Meal ticket.
Dime for five.
He's going to get a dime for five. Owe you three, because I only got two.
That's
ridiculous.
2.2, that's ridiculous.
$2.2 million.
Singapore, though.
$2.2 million.
Keep playing the lotto. He might win, though, bro. He might win.
Could be one of those rich bachelors.
You see? Jay-Z. He could win.
Shit, Jay-Z don't need to win shit. He already won. Yeah. Bro, look, bro. I tell you what, that music award last night was fucking crazy, bro. The whole shit was a crazy vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was wild. I'm not tripping, bro. Like, I know what the fuck I seen. They did the Last Supper, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All it did was just confirm everything I've been hearing.
And this is why we don't talk.
Now, hey, they started talking about it today, huh? Like, as far as, like, all over the internet talking about,
careful,
like, he was mocking God, right? Is that what? And did they say anything about the Last Supper?
You know what?
Because that's the whole thing that he did, bro. Like, he had his 12 disciples with him.
I guess I was more intrigued on how they were set up. Now I have to go back and actually listen to the music now. You know what I mean? So when you watch stuff like that, you got to analyze it. And right. I'm not going to lie. I was more intrigued on the setup and how they were doing it. Now, and I heard the beat. Like that, huh?
This is good, Joey.
That's the new leaf. We put it together with the new Glugar.
With some good-ass weed.
With the tips.
With the Caligar tip?
Yep.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking
but
about.
Now I'm going to go back and listen to the actual music. and check it out myself now.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, just the symbols and what I saw, what you were showing us, I was like, whoa. Well, it's huge, huh?
Hell yeah.
Everything we got in this thing came from Valakure.
Yeah. Some gas. Did you roll anything out of here?
No.
This but one,
We got what he got, which is.
Oh, okay. That's what we tasted.
And then we did some of this energy belt.
Okay, okay.
So.
Shout out to everybody.
That's what
man.
It says, right? Never mind.
Let's go. Bro.
Super Bowl.
So I'm drinking the Mary Jane Moonshine Paradise Punch, right? This one is fire, bro.
I haven't tried that one yet. I've been stuck on the Seawalk.
The Seawalk? What's his type? On the 17th, we have Ivy the Curse coming in. 17th, Ivy the Curse will be in here. That's Livewire president. You know, Jay Stallings fucking president and shit. Give them the whole Livewire, give them a round of applause. Hit him with the horn. Boom. Yeah, so we appreciate them. That's just gonna be tight. That's something that everybody's gonna want to tap into. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're having a good, like I said, a good year. We're barely into February. A lot of good things going on. I hope you got planned out loads, because I mean, you're the man.
Yeah, you guys done shopping? That's all. I'm done. I got it forever. So that was easy.
And don't be that idiot to go and buy those $30 box hearts from Walgreens either. You know? I mean, that candy's gross. Fuck.
Right. Don't get the fucking full size.
Box is bigger than you. I mean,
30-pound chocolate bear.
That cheap chocolate. You might as well get her a Hershey bar, you know?
He's a get her a Hershey bar.
Super Bowl's coming up. Los?
It is, man. Fucking, so who you got? You got Eagles. You got the Niners. Not the Niners. The Niners fucking.
Go KC.
Sorry, Joey.
No, you going KC?
KC, yes, baby. You know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of Niner and Raider players go to KC. So that's my, you know, I always favor KC when it comes down, because there's always something good. For some reason, goes to the KC. So, but my good boy, Skis, he loves the KC.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what? This one, I got KC. Go Chiefs. You know what I mean?
That shit's crazy. Now, let me ask you, how do you feel about them? Because there's a lot of controversy around the names of the NFL and like baseball teams like Chiefs. That's offensive.
The Cleveland Indians.
Oh, the Cleveland Indians. Well, they're talking about the Chiefs now, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But look, if the Chiefs is fucking, you know, shouldn't be the Cowboys too, because it was Cowboys and the Indians, right? Like, ain't they both offensive then? But they're not gonna fuck with that Cowboys name, bro, because that's like an American team. They pick and choose, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I say cancel it all, then fuck it.
You know what? I always liked the Washington Redskins. That was the logo was badass. I didn't think it was offensive, but when you find out the history of the name, I guess it would be to a lot of people. We respect that.
Offends you?
But I mean, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm offended that it offends you.
And it's crazy out there how some people,
bro.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know. If they're gonna change a lot of stuff. They did it with the syrup. It did it with other products, and they're going to keep doing it.
Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, they're going to keep doing it. What can you do? It's, we're a new age. Social media is everywhere.
Aunt Jemima was good as fuck, though. Why you want to fuck with Aunt Jemima, man?
Yeah, you took over, bro. Someone took over.
And this falls into Luis's category again, because
conspiracy.
It's not a conspiracy.
It's the powers to be that Rockefellers and all those that are in control of this world, I guess, but
Jay-Z people.
Again, there it goes back to
they call him the king and they call her the queen. That's crazy. You know how much he purchased Rockefeller for?
Yeah.
A lot.
How much was it?
I think he bought it off
$500 million?
Like 60 million? 50 million maybe?
Right. And then what happened?
And then he sold it to the man for like $250 million.
Yep. Made a $200 million profit on that motherfucker, bro.
So do you...
That was a smart move.
One move.
Did even you
the biggest flip ever.
Do you NFL is...
Rig?
Yeah.
Well, shit, bro. I mean, there's a lot... There's a lot fucking... There's a lot of people saying that. You know?
They got a script?
You know, I think everything's rigged to a certain extent. You know? But...
Well, they said
I mean,
that,
as far as every play, I don't know about that part.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that...
Because you still got to play the fucking game, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I don't want to leave... They should leave sports alone when it comes to stupid shit like that. Any kind of sports. Why does everybody put their hands on something that, you know what I mean? It doesn't really belong. You know, why put your hand in that cookie jar for? All you do is want to taste it. You're going to fuck with it. After that, you're going to throw it away.
Right.
So why even, you know what I mean?
Well, I think they're ruining the sport, bro. They're just making it harder fucking for players to play and harder for fucking people to view it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it's damn near flag football now, you can't touch the quarterback. This is why records are getting broke. It's because the quarterback ain't got nothing to worry about, bro. He got all the time. He ain't scared. You know, he ain't got to worry about getting hit. You know what I'm saying? This is why they're lasting longer. Shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking pussies. Oh, can I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What up, Luis?
Shit, who you thinking about the NFL?
Yeah. He said got me fucking lit, huh?
Yeah.
Here. You want to take a dab?
Well, I mean.
I'll line you up. We're going to... You want to do a dab challenge?
Yeah. Right. While you're doing that, if you live in Michigan, it is illegal to put a skunk in your boss's desk.
Well, why the fuck? What? That's a law? Like, bro, that must have been a thing. Right? Like,
so,
why would they, like, they made that a law, bro? Like,
you know,
that's crazy.
So
that should be a law everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless it's the good skunk.
And just real quick, here at the Smokers Lounge, we just drop knowledge, facts.
Right.
And
dumb ones.
Yeah. We just like to see what you guys think about this stupid shit.
No.
I'll go start that for you.
Go for it. It is illegal for boys in ninth grade to grow a mustache in Birmingham, New York.
Oh, hell no, bro. So you getting... How old?
It is legal for boys to grow a mustache.
Legal or illegal?
Illegal. In ninth grade. In Birmingham, New York.
Luis is doing it. Put on your, let's put on some music for Luis. He's doing a dab challenge. 1 minute. Put on timer. Hit that shit hard. Let's go. Don't cough. Why you gonna blow it out? Well, you can blow it out. You just can't cough, bro. You fucked up. Hell yeah. He trying to hold it in. He trying to hold it in. You didn't have to hold it in.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, hit that
now.
Yeah,
here.
Hit that now. Got him.
In Kentucky, it is illegal to carry ice cream in your back pocket.
Bro.
Whoever's
coming up with these laws, dude. Whoever's coming up with this shit.
This is, you know, we like to give some positive vibes before we
kick off.
Can you
imagine getting fucking arrested for having an ice cream? What the fuck you got an ice cream in your back pocket for, though?
Get on the floor.
Right.
Get the fuck on the floor.
Nah. So, again, we're just dropping facts, knowledge.
Yeah, dude.
First of all,
you shouldn't.
It's useless, but I mean,
you should not be having any kind of ice creams in any pockets, not even in the tote bag anywhere. If you buy ice cream, you eat it right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, what do we call this segment? Because Monique had a good name for it. We just like the fun facts at the Smokers Lounge. Snapple facts under the cap. We gotta come. You know what I mean? But we just like to drop useless. Facts, but they're
Jim,
facts though.
Jim,
shout out to everybody, man. On this Monday, we have a what we got? What's today? Monday. Is it? Oh, okay.
First
it's
day
February.
Of work.
Oh, first day at work. He said,
"It's
first
my
day
off. Today's my Saturday." So,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
In Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti on someone else's cow.
Oh, they'd be out there tagging up cows, bro.
We're gonna be going hard over there.
They'd be over there tagging up cows and shit.
I think it has to do something with because there's so many cows out there and all the property they own. But you can't put graffiti on somebody else's cow in Texas. Yeah,
no, you don't want to do any of that, man.
Again, we're just dropping facts. That's all.
Right. No fun facts that make no sense. Yeah, man. Make sure you're checking us out every Monday and Friday. This is where we go live. The number one cannabis smoking podcast in California. We live. Joey, where they following you, man?
Oh, at Fat Joe to you. Instagram, you know.
See what he's doing.
Come correct. I'll let you in. See my world.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Luis.
Find me at Tonyo from the Smokers Lounge.
You be on there?
Yep.
Be on there. Make sure you're checking us out, man. Fucking every Monday, Friday, live. 8 o'clock, Pacific Stoner Time, and we'll be on all streaming. We're on all streaming platforms: Spotify, Amazon, Google, Apple. We're everywhere. So all you gotta do is put in Smokers Down's podcast. Give a shout out to our sponsors one more time. Give them a round of applause. We appreciate them. Can't do it without them. Shout out to Monique. She ain't here today, but she'll be here Friday. Smokers Lounge Podcast. Make sure you're following me on Instagram. Official Smokers Lounge Podcast on Instagram. Smokers Lounge Podcast on all streaming platforms. We out this bitch.